This is BFBS,
the Forces Station.
George and Ben meet Lamar.
When I saw you, girl, I knew that you were something out of a storybook. And I told my heart that we gotta take one look. I imagine both me and you doing what lovers do. Holding hands in the park, making love, girl, after dark.
The ooh, the ah, the ooh.
The sounds of the birds and the bees bringing you to your knees is all I wanna do, yeah. Taking us right back to the birth of our love. Seems to me as if I will never get enough. Thinking about the way that we first kissed. It was a night like this. We stayed together every day ever since.
The ooh, the ah, the ooh.
The sounds of the birds and the bees bringing you to your knees is all I wanna do.
Lamar's Dance With You. This is George and Ben Meet Lamar on BFBS, the Forces Station. You are back, not looking a day older, I have to say. How are you doing?
I wish. I'll give you the money later.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, I'm all right. Can't complain. Like you say, still alive. So that works, yeah.
What sparked this comeback? What gave you that decision to be like, you know what, now's the time?
Do you know, it's been 20 years since the first album. And I thought my fans have been so loyal and patient with me coming to shows still over all these years. Every single time I get asked, you know, when's new material? When's new material? So I didn't really want to say that I'm going to celebrate with any shows this year without giving them something new. Collated a few of the songs that I've done over the last 11 years now and put together this album.
And we will be finding out all about that, but we just want to be a little bit nosy first. What have you been working on the past decade?
Decade? When you say it like that?
We want some stuff to show for this.
You know, the past decade, I've just been, you know, living a bit of life, spending time with the family, writing songs to other artists, but also for TV as well. Did some acting as well. Did a movie last year. I'm in two things again this year. So I've been keeping myself busy, but just not on the music front. So this year I'm trying to rectify that.
Yeah, well, you just touched on it then, your dip into TV, because you starred in Little Darlings. How's that switch into acting been for you?
That was crazy. It was refreshing though, because it's the same kind of intensity, and it's nice to feel that fear again in doing something. Luckily I was doing it with Jamila, who's a longtime friend, and a bunch of very, very talented young actors. This guy made me feel very, very at home, and it was really a pleasant experience. So something I definitely want to do a lot more of.
And you really haven't been resting at all, have you? Tell us about the family.
I've got two little ones. I say little, but they're 15 and 13 now, so not very little. Just been doing that. And also taking care of my dad as well. He's an old boy now. He's like 83, trying to be there for him and do the right thing there. So that's taken up quite a bit of my time. But, you know, it's worth it. It's all good.
And I also saw that you've got the Lamar Show podcast. Tell us everything.
How about that? Yeah, I've been doing that.
You've got so much on.
Sounds like I've been really busy now. Yeah, I've been doing a podcast as well, the Lamar Show. So I've been talking to a lot of music industry heads and people that I find inspiring, getting their backstory. Because I don't know, I feel for me, when I was coming through, if I could have had a conversation with anyone who'd already done it or who'd already walked the path that I'd like to walk, I felt that would have been invaluable. Top A&R people and music people agreed to have a good chat. So that became the Lamar Show. And also I'm doing my own stuff as well. So I'm doing like a masterclass for, again, my former self, the younger me who's trying to come through now. If they need a source of information or a bit of knowledge, there's that masterclass for them as well.
And I'm finding it really hard to find any evidence of you having had a break at any point. You were also on Dancing on Ice. That was back in 2018.
Oh, wow.
How was that?
I've been busy.
Haven't you?
Wow.
You need to slow down, mate.
I know, right? I need to take another break now.
Yeah, you do.
11 years. Dancing on Ice was fun. It was a lot of fun. I wanted to try something new. I was very, very, very apprehensive. I was like, I don't want to do the... But I thought it would be cool because I'm learning something new, and I did learn something new. I learned how to skate. So if I go down to the local rink now, I'm one of the best or one of the, you know, up there. So that was fun. Meeting new friends, obviously, was good fun. So yeah, no complaints.
Chance for us to play a song now, Lamar. What's your favourite song at the minute that's been inspiring you? I'd be really intrigued to know this.
At the minute, it's been inspiring me. Oh, gosh. When you ask the question, my mind goes blank. What did I see recently? I saw recently on, what is it, on the Brits that was on?
Yeah.
I'll go back to there because that's the last thing I saw. I liked Lewis Capaldi's performance. I thought that was a really, really nice performance. The gospel choir and him and the guitar and thing. I thought that was a cool performance. Lizzo's one as well. Lizzo's got great energy, great vibe. So those two.
It's thick 30. I've been through a lot, but I'm still flirty. Is everybody back up in the building? It's been a minute, tell me how you're healing. Cause I'm about to get into my feelings. How you feeling? How you feel right now? Walking in my Balenciennes, trying to bring out the fabulous. Cause I give a fuck, way too much. I'ma need like two shots in my cup. Wanna get up, wanna get down. That's how I feel right now.
I'm coming out tonight. FBS Original Music Specials.
George and Ben meet Lamar.
Last night I tried but I couldn't sleep. Thoughts of you were in my head. I was lonely and I needed you next to me. Life is harder since you left. I never meant to do you wrong. And now all is said and done. I hope you won't be gone too long. No. Where do I go? What do I do? I can't deny I still feel something. And girl, I wish you could say you feel the same. You've broken the bond, I gotta move on. But how do I end this lonely feeling? You've gone, I'm here alone. I guess it's time to grow. Yeah. I try to speak, but my words never catch the air. Like you never knew I was there. Take me back to the days when you really cared.
Can we make love reappear?
I can't go on the road too long.
And now all is said and done.
Can't go forward if my heart's still where I'm coming from. No. Where do I go? Where do what I do? I do?
What do
I can't deny I still feel something. And girl, I wish you could say you feel the same.
Do you feel the same?
You broke up the bond, I gotta move on. But how do I end this lonely feeling?
How do I end this lonely feeling?
You've gone, I'm here alone. I guess it's time to grow.
That's Lamar with Time to Grow.
This is George and Ben meet Lamar on BFBS, the Forces Station. Lamar, let's talk about your upcoming album. It's been a long time coming. I'm sure your fans are super eagerly anticipating this. What can we expect from Page in My Heart?
Page in My Heart is exactly that. The fans have been waiting very, very patiently and have been asking me continuously, when is the new music? I find my voice lends itself well to kind of like relationshipy stuff, emotional stuff. So the album overall, the theme is relationship. But I'm fortunate that over the last 20 years, I've grown good relationships with my fans. So we've had conversations and I know a lot quite intimately about their lives as well and their relationships, some married, some divorced, some children, no children, et cetera, et cetera. So I've intertwined that with my own experiences as well. And so this song is an amalgamation of those two things. Hopefully then topically, they should be able to relate to it quite nicely. So there's some light, uphearted music on there as well, but it does dig deep on the emotional side.
That's really interesting. That's something I've never heard before, that you literally have your fans and their experiences in mind while you're writing. I really like that. Yeah. And do you think about anything else as well, like how the songs are going to sound live or anything like that?
Oh, definitely. 100%. One big challenge I found, even with, like with the Future Love, I was in the studio, I did that one, I was feeling upbeat about it. But the hardest challenge, you know, I wanted to do a song that harked back to Dance With You, because obviously that's 20 years this year. And that song was an upbeat song, but had a bit of a Michael Jackson kind of vibe to it in the chords. So on this track, I've did some horns in it. It's very live. It's got that Chaka Khan-ish kind of type of bass line. So I wanted to do something soulful, but have a very modern production values to it. I hope that ticked the right box there. So far, it's been received well.
And can you talk to us some more about your relationship with your fans, not just how it's impacted your album, but been out the spotlight musically for a while? How's that been over this time?
Do you know what? Music is my first love. Even at times when you feel like, do you know, I want to stop for a while. Once you do get on stage, which I've been fortunate enough to still be doing all this time, whenever you get off stage and you come off, you're like, do you know, that's the best job in the world, that bit. I don't think fans realize how important they are. Like, they say to me, oh, you know, your song did this, or I played this song when I got married, or I played this song at my mother's funeral, or my, you know. But for me, getting on stage so many years later and still seeing there's certain key faces, and sometimes at locations like far out, you're just like, wow, how are you still here after all these years? At the times when I feel low, those moments do make me feel like, nah, do you know what? You got to keep on doing. You're touching someone and it means something to them, so I'll keep on.
And there's all that stuff that comes apart from the stage as well with the music industry, isn't there? And you've actually released this album under your own label. How's that process been?
It's been intense. But very rewarding as well. On my own label, it's on my own steam. Luckily enough for me, it's been a while. So I've got quite a few friends in music, knowledgeable people I can call on and have a chat with and get some advice from. So I think in that way, probably I've got a bit of a head start. But overall, the workload is enormous, but the satisfaction is massive. Yeah.
And when you look at your new album, you've got the single Future Love. What made you pick Future Love out of the album to be the thing that you wanted to share?
Honestly, whenever I played that song, I smiled. The energy was right. And anyone I played it to, they're like, yeah, do you know, I'm just feeling the vibe. You know, I didn't want to overthink it. I didn't want to complicate it too much. I just wanted to go with the right energy. And that's kind of my my theme throughout this whole process. Even in the team, picking who I work with, what the energy is. Is the energy right? Are they nice people? Have I got good memories with them? Let's go. Let's do that. And I feel that if you keep putting yourself in front of people who respect you and admire you, then you end up putting your best foot forward and showing the best of yourself as well. So I'm just going where the energy is right.
It's a good plan. Now, there's definitely some 80s vibes here. What was your inspiration when you were writing this song, Future Love?
Yeah, Future Love, bit of Dance With You. I wanted to start off on that kind of foot to celebrate the 20 years. But also, the bass line is a bit like Ain't Nobody, Rufus and Chaka Khan. I like that bass line, the way it's a busy bass line, but it just keeps you moving and dancing. And then with the cadence of the lyrics, I wanted to do a bit of a Luther Vandross-y, casual, conversational, never too much kind of vibe on the vocal, and then put my own spin on it and bring it to this modern time. So that was the inspiration.
Well, it's amazing, and it plays now on BFBS. This is Future Love.
We've been hanging around each other now for quite some time, and deep inside I wanna take this to another level. Stars are out tonight, the light reflects and glows upon your face, a perfect picture. My whole life, I ain't seen better. Let me work it through the night. Switch your left, do your right. Put it over time for you, babe. I just wanna love you down. Turn you inside out. Do it just how you like it, babe. Ooh, mama, you got what it takes to be my future love. Just time for wasting, hesitating. It's the moment I've been waiting for forever. Got to get you closer. Feel my body on your body, face to face, cheek to cheek. We keep it rocking, ain't no stopping on this beat. Let me work it through the night. Switch your left, do your right. Put it over time for you, babe. I just wanna love you down. Turn you inside out. Do it just how you like it, babe.
your sexy touch, and I can't never seem to get enough. I'm addicted to the groove and your sexy touch, and I can't never seem to get enough. I'm addicted to the groove. I need your love.
BFBS.
The Forces Station.
George and Ben. Meet Lamar.
This is George and Ben Meet Lamar on BFBS, the Forces Station. Let's take it right back to Fame Academy. What a show that was. Ooh. What made you sign up?
I was going to give up. That's what made me sign up. I'd been trying to do music for 8 years. I'd seen all the record labels. It was a no, all the way through. You know, I got close a few times. Almost the deal on the table wasn't quite right. Deal on the table, shocking deal, terrible. It never ended up happening. And I thought, do you know what? I'm going to go back to uni. I'm going to go and study pharmacy. I'm going to put on that white jacket and do what I was meant to do. At the time I was working at NatWest Bank, I just finished being on the road with Trevor Nelson back in the day. He used to do some road shows. His voice was fresh in my mind. And I remember I went back to my desk. I forgot my keys in the canteen. So I went back to get the keys. And as I was leaving, I heard Trevor Nelson's voice. I turned around and his voice was what was advertising Fame Academy. So I thought, do you know, if it's Trevor's voice, maybe, I don't know, maybe something great. Let me just go and try. You know, by then it was only pop stars that had been out. So there was no reference point really for what was going to happen. So you know, I just put my hat in the ring and it worked out. Here I am.
We can't believe that your debut album Dedicated is celebrating its 20th anniversary. So I suppose you're in a unique position really. When you look back on that album and its release, how do you feel about it? How do you look back on it?
Very, very fondly. 20 years is a long time. When you start out, you never know whether you're going to go one song and be out or one album and be out. But you put your best foot forward, you try your best, you write your best songs, and you keep your fingers crossed. And luckily enough for me, the album went platinum a few times. The next one did, and the next one did. And here we are, seven, eight albums later, doing the same thing. I look back at that whole period very, very fondly. It's a bit of a blur because everything was going extremely quickly, but I enjoyed it.
So instead of carrying on at the bank or putting that white coat on, you had all of this success. I mean, that must have just changed your life. Did it feel like an overnight flip? How was it?
No, it felt like forever. Because the 8 years before, sometimes people say to me, oh, you know, would you advise someone else to do music? And it really has to be your passion. Like it really, really, really does. I mean, at the time, obviously there wasn't internet for me. So it was just going up and down the country with my mates, Best Kept Secret, who are a production company who took me under their wing. So for 8 years, the lows were really low. I remember I was working for Parcel Force at the time, driving a Parcel Force van, and I literally had 20p. That was it. I didn't want to ask too proud. I didn't want to ask my parents because remember they wanted me to go to uni, but I was like, oh no, let me give this a try. So 8 years later, I'm driving this van. Literally the 20p in my pocket was everything that I had. And I just stopped by the side of the road and I had like 20 minutes of just sitting there thinking, what the hell have you done? So it felt like a very long and hard process. And like I said, just the flip of the coin at the end of what I thought was the road, I went and did this show and I was able to show what I'd been learning for those 8 years. So it felt like a long time.
I find that so inspiring, man. And this might be a difficult question because you've had an incredible career, but when you look back, what's your most memorable moment?
Oh, wow. There are many, many, many. Meeting people that I'd respected and admired for years, from Lionel Richie to Mariah Carey to Mary J. Blige, touring with Beyonce and Justin Timberlake and all these people, that was great. But I think at the end of one of my tours, I think it was 2009, I did my album, The Reason. And I remember I sold out the Royal Albert Hall, and just Royal Albert Hall is a very magical kind of place. When you're on stage, it sounds like you're in a small space, but it's obviously huge and grand. And it's got all this gold and red and everywhere. I just remember standing there, thousands of people, and it was an album and a tour that I really enjoyed as well. I just remember that night being on stage and just having this kind of like outer body experience where you're singing and everything, but you're also able to slow down and appreciate the room and how far you'd come.
And is there a song that really like takes you back to being on that stage at the Royal Albert Hall?
Oh, one of my biggest, If There's Any Justice. That one performed there was great. I almost didn't have to sing. It was just If There's and everyone else goes and you're just looking, thinking, wow. About 2 years before I won a MOBO, I snuck in to Royal Albert Hall without a ticket, dodged past the bouncers and got in and watched the MOBO performance. And then 2 years later, I picked up an award and sung with George Benson there. And then in 2009, I got to do my own sold out show there. So that space holds a very special place in my heart. And if There's Any Justice there, which was a huge one for me, was great.
And we'll get that on now. This is BFBS, The Forces Station.
Justice in the world, I would be your man. girl, oh yeah. If I found you first, you know it's true. He would be alone, I would be with you. When you decide, don't let me down, 'cause there's nothing to be certain in my life. And you've seen a thousand times, there's not much justice in the world. In the world, oh, just because he's wrapped around your finger, don't fool yourself with dreams that might appear. If in time you stop and trust your feelings, the truth is out there somewhere. In the world, no. If I should lose a girl, you know that there's not much justice in the world. No, no, no. If there's any justice in the world,
if there's any justice, and it's George and Ben, Meet Lamar on BFPS, the Forces Station. Lamar, we'd love to know the inside scoops of the business, because we're nosy on The Breakfast Show. Who is just a genuinely lovely person in the music industry?
I'll say it, Lionel Richie. He's such a nice dude. Yeah, I don't know how much he sold, 200 million albums or something like that. But off camera, the same dude. Like, he is so down to earth, nice, full of advice. Really nice encounters with him. So I'd say Lionel Richie.
He's got an incredible amount of energy as well. I saw him live just before the pandemic and he had more energy than I did at 12, I think. That man was born to be on the stage, wasn't he? Wow. And how about the other end of the spectrum? Yeah. Is it as brutal as we're led to believe in general?
When you say brutal, what do you mean?
The music industry, it always sounds just savage.
I take it with a pinch of salt. I think maybe if I'd got my success like straight away, like 16, 17, bang, into it, then maybe I would have had rose-tinted glasses on. Whereas I didn't get a break till I was 23. So I was just so bothered with not losing money and making the most of this opportunity. I'm just the guy next door who happens to have a different job, just trying to make the most of it. So I'm not, I don't get, what is it, blinded by the glitz and the glamour. It's like, whatever. It's exciting stuff. It's fun. But we're all the same, just different jobs.
And how do you feel just before you head back into it? Are you nervous? Is there some trepidation going on? How do you feel before stepping back into it all?
Yes, there are nerves. There are a lot of nerves. I'm very, very nervous, but it's fun. I think the hardest thing in anything, the scariest part is just before you do it. I haven't done a bungee jump, but just before you jump, I'd out of the plane, I'd imagine looking out thinking, oh, what am I doing? Just before that jump. Or like I said, you know, in the past, the Force Van sitting there thinking, oh my gosh, what have I done? And then you get your chance. So that's the way I felt with this process. I was very, very scared. It's been 11 years, new music. It's really from my heart, stuff that I've written, mostly myself. I think there's a handful of songs, maybe two in the sense of lyrics. So very nervous putting it out, but now I've done it, back into the flow. It is what it is. I'm just happy to be able to know that I'm going to get back on the stage again and sing to some fans, and hopefully they appreciate that I've given them something.
At times like this, when you are quite nervous, you're making that big leap, you're going out of the plane hoping it's going to be all right. Who's your support network? Who is it that's keeping you really grounded?
The same guys that used to be on the road with me, Terry Brown, Darren Brown, still in good contact. And my core friends, my family, that's it. They've always been with me from day one. They'll say very, very quickly, if you're going too left or too right, or your head's getting a bit too big, they'll shut it down very, very quickly. And I think it's important to have those kind of people around you.
I'd be interested to know, you touched on that idea of friendship. Is there an artist to you over the years who's been a real mentor, who's been there to really guide you through?
Oh, mentor. I would say artist. There's been industry people that people might not know who have definitely guided me, and who I can definitely pick up a phone and say, look, I'm thinking about this or that, and they'll give me an honest opinion. So that's always been good. In terms of artists, no, there's just been a handful of friends. I think from the outside, it looks like artists just are in a green room until they're called every day and then we all just chat. But it's not, things move so quickly. You don't really interact like that. Doing a Little Darlings with Jamila last year, we were saying it to each other. We're like, do you know, so many years, like obviously we know each other, same parties, but on the set, we got to really sit down, really talk. You're in a Winnebago for ages while they're setting up cameras. So you're just chatting and really getting to know each other, getting to know each other's families, going to each other's houses. So that part is what's different between the acting and the singing. So I'd say Jamila is really cool. She's very, what you see is what you get. She'll speak her mind, whether you like it or not. Yeah, let's go with Jamila. And Joss Stone as well, actually. Joss is good.
And I'll take you just a little bit forward in time now to when the new album has been a massive success. You're having a mates round for a party to celebrate. What is the first song on your playlist? What is your go-to?
My go-to song on the playlist? Ooh, not mine, right? Someone else, correct?
Well, you can have someone else's. You can have one of your own.
Yeah, someone else.
I'll
someone
give
else.
You the first two.
I have to go for Marvin again. And Marvin, Sexual Healing. I love that song.
George and Ben, Meet Lamar.
Sexual healing, sexual,
Lamar, it's safe to say you've performed with some greats over the years, like Beyonce, Mary J. Blige. Who was your favourite person to collab with?
Collaboration, George Benson was cool, actual collaboration. Opportunity-wise, getting to open for, I think it was Justin Timberlake back in the day. It was very, very early on for me, a couple of weeks after I won my first Brit as well. So that whole period was full of a lot of fun and just good feeling. So whenever I think of that, of getting that opportunity so early, put that in a very warm place in my heart. His crew was so, so nice to me. I think maybe some of them had seen the show. Some of them were UK crew as well. They went over and beyond to make sure that I was comfortable in that first outing. But, you know, being on the road with Beyonce in Europe was cool as well.
And is there anyone you'd like to do a collab with in future, if you could have your pick? Anyone in the world?
Anyone? You know, still Alicia Keys. Still haven't managed to get that one done. Alicia Keys would be great. Who else? I admire the writing of John Legend. I like his writing, and Gregory Porter, people like that I like. But yeah, I'm open. I think sometimes the best collaborations come from the weirdest kind of places. So I remain open. Let's see.
And you've had, as you said earlier, some really memorable shows, like at the Royal Albert Hall. Is there any venues left that you would still really like to play?
I'd like to do O2 Arena. That's what I'd like to do. One day, we'll see. Let's see how we set up this year. I'd like to do an arena under my own steam. That would be great. But I don't know. Also, it's a weird thing. The reason that I like Albert Hall is because it's big, but there's a really intimate feeling when you're on stage, at least anyway. It really, really feels intimate. You know, anytime I have done arenas, it's fine, or stadiums, it's fine. But there is a loss in that connection. You know, the first, I don't know, couple thousand people, fine. But I'm not sure if it will be better than, say, an Albert Hall or anything like that under my own steam, but I'll give it a try. Why not?
And out of all your songs, do you have an absolute favourite to play live?
What About Love also always goes down very, very, very strongly. If There's Any Justice is great. You know, Someone Should Tell You, it's not that easy. Those songs go down well. But What About Love is always a little bit of a moment, a little bit of a show stopper when it happens.
Took my time to love you. What if I put no one above you? What if I did the things that really matter? What if I ran through hoops of disaster? No one would care if we never made it. We're in this alone, so why don't we face it? There is no room to blame one another. We just need time to forgive each other.
What about love? What about feeling? About all the things that make life worth living? What about faith? What about trust? And tell me, baby, what about us?
Ooh. How can I give this love a new beginning? How can I stop the rain? It's never ending.
Tell me how.
How do I keep my soul believing?
Memories of how we should be.
Baby,
what about us?
Oh, baby,
I'll tell you.
George and Ben. Meet Lamar.
BFBS.
The Forces Station.
This is George and Ben Meet Lamar on BFBS, the Forces Station, and we had to try them out on Rock or a Hard Place. So here we go. This is all quick fire. Dancing on Ice or Fame Academy?
Fame Academy. Changed my life.
Soul or R&B?
That's tough. R and Soul.
Kind of cheating. We'll let it go. 80s or 90s music?
Oh, that's a hard one as well, you know. I was a teen in the 90s, so I'm going to go with that. But 80s had some gems, man.
You're a Tottenham Hotspur fan. Kane or Richarlison?
Ooh. Ooh. Let's go with a goal scorer. Let's go with Kane. But Kane. Right.
Fall over on stage or forget your lyrics?
I forgot my lyrics many times. I'll go and forget your lyrics because I know what to do in that. But you say, you sing, and you put the microphone out to the people because I can't remember.
That's smart.
It's a life hack. Nice one. Live on a packed tour bus or live in a tent all on your own?
Oh, wow. Packed tour bus. It's more fun.
Groundhog Day for 1 month or lose an entire month?
Ooh. Groundhog Day for a month, I guess. I'm a grafter. We can keep doing the same thing. It's all good.
This could be a really tough one, actually. Give up singing or only make music that you don't like.
Ah, who thought of this stuff? Give up singing or only make music. Oh, that's just bad and worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give up singing. There's no point if you're not liking it, right?
And the last one, you've sung with Lionel Richie and also with Beverly Knight. Which was the better song?
I love Beverly. I love her. She's a good friend. She's amazing. Easy Like Sunday Morning is a huge classic. And that's what I sung with Lionel. It is a massive song. So I'm going to go with Lionel, but I love Beverly and any time of the day I've got for her. So, yeah.
Everybody sing, everybody dance. Lose yourself in wild romance. We're going to party, caramba, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along. We're going to party, caramba, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along. Let the music play on, play on, play on. Feel it in your heart and feel it in your soul. Let the music take control. We're going to party, climbing, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing my song.
Lionel wins again. Lamar, thank you so much for giving us so much of your time. Thanks, it's been George. Awesome to catch up with you.
Thank you very much, George. Thanks, Ben.
Best of luck with everything.
On air, online, on the app, on FM, and DAB Plus throughout the UK. This is BFBS. The Forces Station.